Time now for your letters. Last week, Anthony Brooks reported how Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and the other communities near Pease Air Force Base have adjusted and prospered since the base was closed 15 years ago. Ann Higby writes, many communities, particularly in rural areas, don't fare as well. I don't mean to be a cynic, nor insist that bases should stay open for their local economic interests, she writes. Rather, I want to point out that it is the same uneasy relationship that a base shares with its community while it is up and operating that will persist when the base closes. A few listeners were unhappy that Mike Schuster interviewed Dawood Salahuddin, a black Muslim American who shot and killed an Iranian supporter of the Shah in Maryland 25 years ago. Salahuddin fled to Iran, where he has lived since. Catherine Kearns in North Carolina writes, surely NPR can find a better spokesman for the views expressed without resorting to giving credibility to a man who has such questionable morality. He claimed that he could never return to the United States because his race, his religion, and his status as a veteran of the Afghan fight against the Soviet occupation would make him an unsympathetic defendant in an American courtroom. In fact, what makes him unsympathetic is not those things, she continues, but the fact that he apparently committed a cold-blooded murder of a man he'd never met at the urging of a foreign government and has no remorse whatsoever for that. Finally, comments about our coverage of United Airlines handing over its pension obligations to the federal government. Jason Weiner in Montana asks, anyone want to make the connection between last month's bankruptcy legislation and United Airlines' recent offloading of its pensions? He continues, why is it so much easier for a corporation to escape a contractual obligation to its employees than it is for poor families to reorganize following financial troubles? Stumped? Try the larger question this poses. What interest is served by the actions of the United States government toward bankrupt individuals and corporations? I'll give you a hint. It's not the public interest. Finally, two notes. We had some difficulties last week with the puzzle page on our website. It is now corrected, and those of you who couldn't find the puzzle last week should have no more problems. Let us know if you do. And we are instituting a new email system here, and there's a new way to contact us. Instead of using the old WeSun email address, you can now write to us by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us. And as always, please tell us how to pronounce your name and where you live.